You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Usually you do get the aisle.
But apparently this time I didn't.
I don't know what happened with you.
I had a little problem with the girl next to you.
Well, she fucking sits down and I go, oh, I thought you had the aisle. And she goes, we could fight about it.
Yeah, she was.
What the fuck, we could fight about it?
I had already fought with her.
So after she made that bitchy ass comment, I decided, okay, well, we can fight about it. I'm going to make myself comfortable. I decided to take off my shoes.
Did you take the armrest?
I took the armrest. I took the shoes off. My feet were way too hot and sweaty. I don't care. And I had some boxer problems. And I just... did you see me? Constantly adjusting my boxers. I didn't give a fuck. How do you like that? It's uncomfortable to talk about sex. But sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
We're chatting about sex once a week. Mother, why do we do this?
We do it because we want to provide a little entertainment to the sneaky freaks out there.
We're all going to die, people.
Oh, that's an uplifting
We're
thought.
We're going to die.
Why?
Why don't we have the conversations that we need to be having?
Okay, so this is not Sex Talk with My Mom. It's Death Talk with My Mom.
Death Talk with My Mom.
Why would you start out our show this way? You just said make sure it's jovial and upbeat because, you know, there's so many people that are going through a lot of shit. And this is how you come up with it. We're all going to die.
We're all going to die. We're all going to be 6 feet under there.
Oh, you know, I went to visit my friend. And you know what her husband said? He said, do you realize, because she just turned 65, that in 15 years, you're going to be 80?
What's bad about being 80?
Okay, you, of course, are the only person who wants to be old.
I love the 80-year-olds.
All right, we are well aware of that.
My grandpa's moving into a nursing home. I'm ready to move with him.
Oh my God. All right, let's backtrack.
Yeah.
I think we need to tell everyone what's going on because they think we're nuts right now.
We just arrived last night from a trip to Chicago, our homeland.
Right.
And we arrived back in L.A.
We live in L.A. currently. Yep. Not together, in separate domiciles.
Yes. And we took a little trip to visit the home and the friends and the family over there. And it's a strange feeling to be traveling again.
I was off my game.
What did you feel like?
I was off my motherfucking game from the start of it, which I normally traveled so much in the last few years that I had this down to a science. I didn't even know what entrance to enter. I became like, a beginner.
You became a
beginner? A rookie traveler.
Yeah. For me, it felt very much like just being around people. You know, in Chicago, people are eating indoors. That's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Being around people that are... not taking COVID as seriously as I've been taking it for the past year and a half.
I'll say, especially on the airplane.
Oh my fucking God.
Why don't you describe what happened there?
So we're vaccinated. That's the only reason why we decided we're going to travel right now.
And I haven't seen my mother in literally over 15, 16 months.
So we got to go see the grandparents before they knock off.
Back to the death again.
So we get on this flight.
It was your siblings as well.
And you sit me in the middle seat.
Well, I'm not sitting in the middle.
Like the middle child that I am.
Okay.
I'm sat right in the fucking middle between you and some stranger. And I think, you know, everyone must be in with the same mentality that I have, which is terrified to be on the fucking plane next to other people.
Wearing masks.
So I informed this woman that... If it brings you any levity, we are both vaccinated.
You tell that to the girl sitting at the window seat.
Yes. She could not give a fuck.
No.
They make a fucking announcement when you get on the flight.
Yes.
Keep the mask on, except if you need to eat or drink.
Right.
And in which case, pull the mask down, eat and drink, pull the mask back up.
Which I basically adhere to most of the time. But I admit that I will take the excessive amount of drinking water just so I can get a mask off for a few minutes.
This woman next to me.
Oh, I know.
She's eating a bag of fucking chips or Chex Mix.
Wait, no. Not just any chips. Fritos.
Not just Fritos. generic version of Fritos.
Yeah, I couldn't understand this. Who eats Fritos any longer?
A big fucking bag. Not even just like one of those little, you know, snack bags. This is a fucking, what is this? A family-sized bag of generic Fritos?
Can I tell you a Fritos story?
What?
Not to totally get everybody off course here, but my gynecologist told me that this story. So apparently he had a patient who was morbidly obese. And should I not tell the story?
I don't know where the fuck this story is going.
Anyway, apparently while he was giving an exam, he had to pull out a bag of Fritos.
What?
From one of the folds of flab that were around her middle.
Ew.
Now, this is not where the story ends. Yeah.
It's in her vagina or is it?
Under her belly. It was stuck
in the
there.
Flabs of the fat.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this story gets more weird and coincidental. So I hear actually third hand about this story. I didn't hear it directly from my gynecologist. I heard it from my gynecologist friend, who was also a gynecologist, my gynecologist, because my original gynecologist passed away.
What's going on with the gynecologists?
They were telling little gynecological stories to each other, and I was the listener. Anyway, long story short, I'm walking home from my gynecologist, and I look down on the ground, and what do you think I see?
Fritos.
A bag of completely eaten Fritos on the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Weird.
Very weird.
And then I see I haven't seen that Frito bag since that time, which was like 3 years ago, because that's when I used to, 4 years ago when I lived in Chicago. I see next to you eating like a little piglet that she is, a bag of Fritos.
No, if she were eating like a pig, I'd be satisfied. Take the fucking Fritos, shove them in the mouth, and call it a day. This, she's clearly purposefully abusing the fucking rules. She takes one Frito every fucking minute. How long does it take to eat a bag of fucking Fritos? The whole fucking flight?
Yeah, I had a friend also that she said she used to go from LA to Florida, which is like a 6-hour flight. She would pay for a first class ticket and she would eat the entire time so she didn't have to wear a mask.
I can't stand this.
She owned up to that.
She puts the fuck, so I of course ask her, excuse me, can you, no, let me back up and say, while she's eating, you decide to have a conversation with her. So she's spitting in my face. The Fritos, the COVID, it's all flying in my fucking face because you decided to start asking her some bullshit questions.
It was one question.
What was the question?
I don't even remember.
It was a dumbass question.
I think I said, like, where are you from?
No. It was even dumber than, it was like such an unnecessary conversation to be having, and especially in an environment where she's not wearing a mask.
Can I
be
honest?
Spinning my fucking face.
I was trying to make conversations because she was kind of cute, and I thought that you might strike up a conversation with her.
Cute?
Yes.
And
I wasn't thinking that you were like trying to get away from her. I was thinking you might want to hit on her.
I'm ready to fucking sit in the bathroom the whole fucking time to avoid her. That's how much I don't want to be around this woman.
Well, how did I know this?
She's pounding Fritos. She doesn't give a fuck about COVID. I was very upset about the whole situation. You're making conversation with her. I eventually asked her, excuse me, can you put the mask back on? Enough with the Fritos.
And she did for about 30 seconds.
She does, but she puts it on underneath the fucking nose.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
What is that?
It's unbelievable.
I can't stand it.
We also had some other issues, like a screaming baby the whole time.
Someone puked behind me.
Oh, the puking.
I would not recommend anyone travel if you have not been double vaccinated and you have not been taking a bunch of fucking echinacea and elderberry for 3 weeks prior.
Are you going to talk about... You asking for advice?
Who did I ask advice from?
The server at a restaurant that we went to, who happened to be a flight attendant.
Oh, yeah, because I have some nasal problems. When
that
I'm,
was another
when
I'm flying. Issue.
Oh, this is a question for any of the
you
sneaky
are not
freaks.
Like you're actually not a fun traveler.
What do you mean I'm not a fun traveler?
You've got
I'm
a lot of
fun.
Issues.
I have no issues.
Yeah, there's always you can't breathe or your head is hurting. You're asking me constantly.
I think on the contrary, I think I'm a very fun traveler.
That was not fun.
Very fun.
Now when you're in a flight, when you're in constant pain, you know why you're in pain? Because you can't stop working. You can't stop working because you're a type A personality.
And where does the type A personality come? My mother.
Excuse me.
Yeah, my anxious mother.
What?
That's exactly, you're the trickle-down effect.
No,
it starts with you. You're the fountainhead of
this
anxiety
your father.
Shit show.
No, your father.
Okay, you chose my father, and you decided to have a little child with him.
Yeah, well, guess what? He was a workaholic, and you have taken on the workaholic quality and then blame all this stuff on me because you're working so hard. You can't see. One eye doesn't work properly. And you have a huge sinus issue. And you don't sleep when you have to sleep. So basically you get the migraine coming. And then you're complaining that you can't breathe and you've got total pain in your head and I have to listen to this shit.
Can I please cut off this barrage of fucking insults that are flying out of your mouth?
All right. Well, anyway.
And let me just tell you that my eyes are healthy coming from my fucking salesman goddamn eye doctor who wants to charge me an extra $35 to transfer my medical records.
Okay. Wait a second. Can we start at why you needed to see an eye doctor?
Because I'm seeing floaters flying
around.
Right,
and
my
I told you
eyes.
The floaters are nothing. But no, you can't listen to me.
I'm sorry that I don't trust you and I have to go to the fucking eye doctor. The eye doctor, of course, does the whole thing, the dilation, everything.
And says, you're completely fine.
Says, you're completely fine. And then as they're guiding me out, he tells this beautiful woman, this nurse, to come in and help me. She comes in to help with the procedure. I can't see shit because my eyes dilated.
So how do you know she's beautiful?
I could tell there's something beautiful about her.
With a haze?
Yes. I felt like I was...
Like a ghost.
I felt like I was in the TV show Love is Blind.
So how do you know she was beautiful? From her
I could just tell there's something very beautiful
about
this
person.
All
right, so you're seeing like triple people.
And meanwhile, she's trying to upsell me. Oh, you got to come back for this follow-up appointment and all this shit. And I'm like, okay. I agree to all this shit. No.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, can we get back? We got to backtrack a lot of ways. First of all, you talk about the fucking the waiter who's trying to give me some advice on my sinuses.
Yeah, that's how we got to this. Yeah. So you ask a waiter that has nothing to do with anything. Except you found
what
out
you mean
he's
found
out
a flight attendant.
Right. So what is he? Does he have a medical background?
You think someone who takes flights every fucking day that he knows what to do if someone has sinus pain when they fly.
So you decide in the middle of our dinner to ask him what to do when you have sinus issues on a plane, and he comes up with take some Alka-Seltzer.
Why do you make a big deal out of this? Like I'm talking to a stranger, and it's such a bad thing to do. You're talking to every fucking person you could possibly talk to.
I like to talk to people.
So why can't I talk to people?
Because you are asking advice.
Why can't I ask for advice?
Because his advice was inaccurate. He said, take some Alka-Seltzer.
What is Alka-Seltzer for?
Alka-Seltzer that you use for heartburn. You don't use it because you can't have because you have pressure from your sinuses.
What kind of moronic question is that? It was a moronic question?
Yeah.
A moronic answer.
You deserve that.
Why can't I ask him about my fucking sinuses? Uh-huh. In fact, I'm asking all the sneaky freaks. Sneaky freaks. If you're listening right now and you have ever had sinus problems or know someone who has had sinus problems upon descending in an airplane, okay? So basically what I'm experiencing, about 20 minutes prior to touching down, the pilot comes on and says, we're getting ready for landing. Flight attendants, please prepare the cabin. And at that point, I begin to experience shooting pain above my left eyebrow in my sinuses. It feels like someone is taking an ice pick and smashing it into my eye.
I'm only laughing because your eyebrow was raised when you said that.
That's exactly the spot where I feel immense pain. So instead, before that, I tried to take Sudafed and I end up getting hopped up on all this amphetamines. I'm twitching. I'm anxious.
You wouldn't even drink a cup of coffee, which is what my suggestion was.
My mother's taking me all this shitty. Anyway, if you're listening, if you have a solution, if you're an ENT especially, please text us at 310-356-3920.
You're just looking for free medical advice
right now.
That's
exactly right.
Yeah. Okay.
What's wrong with this?
This is not also called health talk with my mom. This is called sex talk.
This is better than WebMD over here.
All right. You're asking for help from people that have no clue either.
The internet has not given you one fucking solution to this problem.
Well, for one thing, why do you think they have things called Advil?
Advil is child's play. It's not coming close to the ice pick that's going into my sinuses.
All right. Can we move on, please?
Yeah, let's move on. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, we want to talk about seeing the grandparents.
My grandfather?
Yes, let's start with that.
My grandfather is in a rehab center.
On the first floor of the rehab center.
Why is he in that?
I don't actually.
No one knows why he's there.
Because they didn't know where else to put him. I don't know.
Why is he in there?
He's in a waiting game to get into a nursing home. Meanwhile, he has.
So he can't walk or something?
He's in a wheelchair, wheeling himself around like a wild animal.
It says he's wheeling himself. He's so strong. I don't know how he's even. Why he's in the center?
He's very large, too.
He's pushing himself. And he's flying around the room and he's using his hand as like a flipper, as if he's flipping through the water.
Right. And we're not allowed to see him personally, where you have to see him from the through the window.
Yeah.
The first way we found him was there was some pounding on the window.
Yeah, we couldn't find him, and then suddenly he's pounding on the window, pounding at a window,
as if he was like a zoo animal, and you know, like you're going to see the great apes, and they're pounding on the window to come on over.
And we can't go in there because the rehab center does not allow any guests inside.
So we come over there, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs,
screaming through the window. Can't hear a fucking word we're saying, but we hear everything loud and clear, as do all the nurses and staff at the place.
Yeah. He's a clown, which is probably where you inherited your clownness from.
He's screaming our names. He's screaming...
La Bamba.
La Bamba was a song.
Well, he's Argentinian, so everything is with a very thick accent.
Yeah.
And he was screaming...
I love you, baby.
Yeah, he was screaming that. And then he decided he couldn't hear us because I think he doesn't even wear his hearing aids anymore. So he takes a plastic cup full with water. He whips the water on the floor and then puts it up to his ear. He can't hear us, pretends he can. Then he said, like, you know, like an old-fashioned telephone. And then he takes that cup and he whips it across the room.
He's throwing shit everywhere. He's screaming at the top of his lungs.
And we had a time of our life visiting with him.
He is getting into the clowniest stage of his life.
Yeah.
I've seen both my grandpas do this.
It's the circle of life. The circle of life.
Remember, the circle of life is that you end not giving a shit what anyone thinks.
And throwing shit all over. Basically, we got my mother then. We went to see her. And the first thing she takes a look at your hair.
She basically told me I should go away and come back when it's cut shorter. and then when my brother came the next day, he has shorter hair. She thought that was me. And she was so happy to see him.
And then she you realized let her down.
That, no, my hair is still the same length. I'm just a different person.
You just totally let her down.
Let her down big time.
There was also some loud music going on. Always. I think people, partiers, follow me to the hotel.
Everywhere you go, you have to switch rooms 10 times.
I had a security guard up there, Eddie.
I know. I walk in the other day, and it's at midnight. I'm giving you the car keys for the next morning, and I see there's a security guard in there. The fuck is the security guard doing in your guys' room?
Yeah. You were way worse than me as far as the germophobia. Like,
Excuse me?
Yeah, you wouldn't even touch the telephone. You wouldn't touch anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to touch the telephone. The telephone has got germs all over the place. It's got COVID on there. People's semen, shit stains.
Semen?
Every excrement. Because, you know, no one's cleaning the fucking telephone.
No, people are cleaning.
No one's cleaning the telephone. No one's cleaning the light switches.
When you walk in, there's tape on the door to signify that it was clean, and they taped the door shut.
Listen, I'm very grateful that we stayed in a nice hotel. It was beautiful. I don't like that I have to touch all of the lamps.
You walked around with the wipes, wiping everything down like you're sterilizing and going into surgery.
Mom, I don't like touching the light switch. And then going to bed and knowing that in the bed, I'm going to be scratching my ass, scratch my dick, getting all the germs from the light switch onto my...
What the hell's going on?
Constantly scratching.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so I have to wash. And then I wash my hands so frequently that I have to start using the lotion. It's a whole nightmare over there. Anyway, I've become a little more germophobic as a result of COVID-19 is what I've discovered.
I think that is an accurate discovery.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
What do you mean, do about it?
Are you going to just... completely become like what's the guy's name that
Howard Hughes?
Yeah,
is that who we're thinking about?
In the Hearst Castle?
Jesus Christ! Pissing in bottles.
Yeah, are you going to become that guy that like, with the long fingernails and?
Is there something flying around the room or no?
What?
Do you see a little bug flying around the room?
I think I saw a fly. Yeah.
Okay, because otherwise I see floaters.
Here we go with the floaters. Here we go. Are you done?
I'm done.
All right. So I'd like to talk about some fun things that we did.
What did you do that was fun?
I went out with a couple of my friends.
Friends who don't give a fuck about COVID either.
No, we're all vaccinated. And this is the first time I've seen these girls in obviously over a year.
These girls.
And the girls and I decided to go to a Mexican restaurant. And it was COVID compliant. You know, there was, space between the tables.
Indoors.
It was indoors, which was kind of cool that I was eating indoors. It was just weird. And then, we ended up drinking not one, not two, another round, three margaritas.
No way.
Oh, yeah. trash three city.
Margaritas.
We were in rare form, and then what happens is you get into the Uber, and the next thing you know, you go immediately to sex talk. Sex talk in the Uber.
You don't even need the fucking margaritas to go to sex talk in the Uber.
We started talking about vibrators. We start this poor guy that he had a plastic shield up. I think he wanted to make sure it was soundproof too, so he didn't have to. It was fun though. We get back to the hotel lobby. And I completely forget about COVID rules over there.
Oh,
and I'm sitting
God.
There with one of my friends, and the two of us are laughing and talking about shit. Neither of us have a clue that we're not wearing our mask. And then your sister walks in, and she sees us there. And she's like, what's without the mask?
You literally are the child of the family.
I was wearing it all the whole time, and then I forgot to put it on when I got in the lobby. You know, the alcohol can do that to you.
You were, Mom, at the fucking family dinner, we did a whole Passover dinner.
Oh, man.
You were seated next to my uncle, who was
double
very
mask,
conservative
double
with,
mask,
with regard to COVID.
Double mask, not even eating either.
Because, and you don't give a flying fuck. You just whip your mask off.
We're
right
all
next
vaccinated.
To him.
It's a room full of vaccinated people.
Well, he clearly wasn't comfortable, and he's also vaccinated.
So because he decides to be neurotic does not mean that I need to be neurotic.
All right. Well,
I don't really like that kind of food anyway.
Wait, the Jewish food?
Passover food is kind of like
I love the Jewish food.
Yeah. You know what the problem is? You eat the matzah and you don't shit for like a week, at least.
I love
it. I don't think I shit for over a week right now because I ate one half a piece of matzah.
Anytime I go into the air, I don't shit for a week.
Yeah, I think that's a problem too.
Really?
I can't travel. On the way back.
God damn it, the way back.
I got stuck. Why, if you are planning on sleeping, would you pick the aisle seat?
I can't
stand it. You don't do that. Now, I never sleep on an airplane, and I have to go to the bathroom at least 3 times. So I deserve the aisle just because I have a weak bladder and I've had 3 kids.
Usually you do get the aisle.
But apparently this time I didn't.
I don't know what happened with you.
I had a little problem with the girl next to you.
Well, she fucking sits down and I go, oh, I thought you had the aisle. And she goes, we could fight about it.
Yeah, she was.
What the fuck, we could fight about it?
I had already fought with her.
So after she made that bitchy ass comment, I decided, okay, well, we can fight about it. I'm going to make myself comfortable. I decided to take off my shoes.
Did you take the armrest?
I took the armrest. I took the shoes off. My feet were way too hot and sweaty. I don't care. And I had some boxer problems. And I just... did you see me constantly adjusting my boxers? I didn't give a fuck. How do you like that? Let's fight about it.
She had the nicest husband, too.
The nicest husband.
She walks in with her 2 kids and her husband. And she just... I'm going to sit here. You're going to sit there. And I turn to her. I go, wait, I think I might have the aisle. She goes, oh, no, you don't. Look at your ticket. And so she act like a fucking flight attendant. She's directing everybody where they should sit because a lot of people, for some reason, thought they were in her seat. She's directing. I turn to her. I go, what do they think? You're a flight attendant? So I think she's thinking it's funny, but apparently she didn't when she gave you a little comment. We could fight about it.
Fuck that shit.
So meanwhile, it's a 4-hour flight. I can barely go a half hour without peeing. Yes, there's a fly.
Okay. And I didn't know if it was a fly or my face.
And I'm trying not to drink anything because if I drink something, then I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. And I've already gone like 3 times before I even got on the plane just in case. I think I've become like hyper aware of my bladder.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm sitting in the window and you totally pass the fuck out. You're out for like not just like a half hour, an hour. You're out like for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours because I watched like two different Netflix shows.
I must have been out for 30 minutes.
No. Okay. So you're out for 2 hours and I'm like dying and I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to get over him without waking him up? And I know this is what you need to do is sleep anyway. So I thought, well, when he finally wakes up, I'll be able to go.
Oh.
You wake up and I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I look over. She's the girl, the bitch fucker is sleeping with a hood on over her head.
Oh God.
And I'm thinking, what do I do? What do I do? And I look over and her husband goes, oh, do you need to go to the bathroom? I'm like, yes. So he gently taps his wife. She wakes up like a mother bear ready to attack him. She was vicious. She gives me a look as if I asked her for like all her money or something. What a bitch. So then I'm like, sorry, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm climbing over you. I almost sat on her lap. I get to the bathroom and I come back and she doesn't want to get up and move again. She's such a bitch.
Such a bitch.
I sit back down and she gives me a dirty look. I said, sorry. Why am I sorry? I have to use the bathroom. If you don't like being disturbed, she signed up for this. You go in the window seat and
you
stop
go in
being,
the window seat. Yeah. And then you know something's wrong because immediately when the husband wakes her up, he immediately starts to comfort her. It starts caressing her leg as if she were a little child, being like, "It's okay, it's yeah. okay, honey." And he goes to grab her hand and hold her hand, and she swats him away.
Yep,
like a little bitch fly.
I saw the swat.
You saw that swat?
She's a fucking swatter.
I can't stand her.
Oh my god,
I can't stand her.
I know. You're texting me on my phone. I just texted you like,
and you're reading the text aloud.
Yeah, I'm reading the text out loud. My text to you was, why do you have an aisle seat if you don't want to be disturbed? Okay, don't take the aisle seat. There's
you're
no
also
reason.
Me, what's with the Fritos?
What was with the Fritos? What
that was a different with person.
We had some fucking entitled biatches next to us.
My mother has a new treat.
I do. It's called the Oh My G.
What is an Oh My G, mother?
It's a super silent internal G-spot massager for bodies with vaginas.
Okay, so this sex toy targets precisely the G-spot inside, correct?
Yep, absolutely. It's super easy to control. Most toys have like a traditional curve, but Oh My G has a sleek C shape, making it easy to directly and precisely massage your G-spot.
And it has a massaging pearl on there?
Yeah, that massaging pearl is what really gets you.
It's got three speeds.
You know, sometimes my partner doesn't want to have sex, and I'm like, well, I do. Well, now I can feel like the same feelings of having sex with this Oh My G super silent internal G-spot massager.
And as someone who has fingered people before.
You've fingered people before?
I've fingered people.
Oh,
and
thank
my
you for sharing.
Fucking wrist gets exhausted. Yeah. My whole arm gets very tired. Now I have the Oh My G. I can use this and stimulate without destroying my hand and getting carpal tunnel from the situation.
All you need is a partner.
The other thing that I like about this is that it's super silent.
It's awesome. So your kids can't hear about like a lawnmower.
Your parents, whoever you don't want hearing you using a sex toy, you don't need to worry because this is silent drive technology.
It's also 100% body safe, FDA approved silicone. If you do not have a G-spot stimulator, you are missing out. If you want a mind-blowing orgasm.
Right now, Oh My G is offering you sneaky little freaks 30% off when you go to iobatoys.com and enter code MOM at checkout. Now, you probably aren't going to remember that, so look in the episode description of this episode for iobatoys.com, iobatoys.com, and use promo code MOM to get 30% off. iobatoys.com, use promo code MOM.
I would like to say that on my TikTok, there's some beautiful stuff going on.
What's going on over there?
You know, I asked my TikTok peeps, I said, over 60, what are some of the things you've accomplished? Thinking I'd get some nice things, you know, because you only hear shitty stuff or, you know, goofy stuff.
Shitty shit.
Yeah, goofy stuff or people dancing or people political shit.
It's a really
shit.
Good use of time.
Okay. You know, I'd like to read a few of these.
Okay.
Unbelievable. This is for all you 60 and up people. These are some things that people have accomplished. I feel like I've accomplished nothing after I read these. Survived being shot. Took 7 bullets.
Oh.
Heart stopped 3 times on the OR table. In a coma for 2.5 weeks. 3 strokes. But look at me now. One of God's testimonials.
Oh my God.
Another one. Master's degree. Own my own home. Raised caring and responsible adults. 4 adorable grandchildren. Thank you for asking. I never really thought about it.
Oh.
I felt great when I heard that.
Can you repeat the question just so
the question is,
remember?
Over 60, we are not insignificant.
Okay.
It's a double negative, okay? What have you accomplished in this last 60-something years? Another one says, I'm 67. I ran the Boston Marathon when I was 63 and when I was 65.
God. Oh, my God.
I told her I couldn't even run around the block.
You can't walk around the
block. I can't walk around the block. There's another one. Got my doctorate when I was 59. Here's another one. Survived 3 cancers and COVID in my 69th year. Turned 70 in January.
Oh my God.
Was told by 3 neurologists that I would be in a wheelchair by 50, and I'm 68 and still walking on my own.
Oh, I love that.
Another one. 64 years old, newly divorced, and just bought my own house. And last but not least, and a lot of them, I mean, there's so many. There was 800 comments. This is from Elk Woman. Summited Kilimanjaro 7 months ago, 60 years young.
Oh.
Isn't that unbelievable? And what did I do?
What?
You
TikToked.
I TikTok and host this a podcast called Sex Talk with My Mom with My Son. And I'm proud of it.
Yeah, you should be proud of that, Mother.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of that. But isn't that amazing? All these, and these are just like a handful that I found.
I actually think this is a good use of TikTok, believe it or not.
It's, I'm getting so many new friends.
Caroline, these are your friends now?
Yeah. So, especially the ones named Karen. I have bonded with those people. It is unbelievable. The misuse, the bastardization of the name Karen.
Have you asked them, by the way, Mother, have you asked your TikTokers if they use lube while having sex?
No, should I?
Well, I feel like that age group especially would be
into
lube.
Yeah, I think any age group is big into lube. You know, that's it's a fallacy that just old ladies get dried up. Because another woman did on TikTok put something about that some guy wrote to her, all the old ladies get dried up.
Oh.
And she laid into him. Ooh, that's what I like more than anything, when an old lady lays into a young stud, young guy who thinks he's a stud. But you know who could use lube? Everybody.
And what type of lube, Mother?
Uber lube to save the day.
Uber lube, our favorite type of lube. It's a silicone, a high-grade silicone lube made with extremely simple ingredients. It's just silicone with a little vitamin E. And my mother always likes to mention that it's perfect for what types of sex?
Oral, anal, and vaginal. And by the way, by yourself, for masturbating, you can't get better than that.
So basically any type of sex. You want to put your feet against your dick? Go for it.
You should have used some Uber lube when you were scratching your dick on the plane.
I should have used it.
Why didn't you? You should go to the bathroom, squeeze a little Uber lube in there, and you've been feeling a lot better.
And then come right back and sit next to that bitch and say, excuse me, I think you need some of this Uber lube to save the day.
No, really, Uber lube is the perfect lube.
It is the perfect lube. It doesn't. When you spill it on your bed, it doesn't leave a stain. You can wash it off in the wash.
You know what I hate? Smelly, sticky lube, like chocolate flavor or something like that. This one has no taste, no smell. It's just a perfect blend, and it's very light.
And you can use it with condoms.
Yes, that's very important.
So, my friends, you can get 10% off of our favorite Uber lube just by going to uberlube.com. They'll even throw in free shipping. Use promo code MOM. That's uberlube, uberlube.com. Use promo code MOM to get 10% off and free shipping of our favorite lube. uberlube.com, promo code MOM.
I'm glad we brought that up.
And that brings us to Mom's News, a segment of the show where my mother shares groundbreaking, earth-shattering, must-know news.
This is no exception, by the way. This is a very interesting article from Cosmo magazine.
And it was actually given to us by a sneaky freak.
Yeah, thank you for this, you sneaky freak. Now,
Alicia.
You know I'm trying to master the Peloton because they have a Peloton bike in my building in the gym. And I have already returned 3 different pair of Peloton shoes.
Jesus Christ.
Just want you to know that. But I am going to master the Peloton. And anyway, it's a bike, you know, that you can see, you know, different trainers around the world. It's nice. I got the crush on that last one. Well, I forgot his name already.
Ben?
Ben Aldis, yes. Anyway. How do you remember the guy, my Peloton instructor that I have a crush on? Sam?
I wish I didn't know that information.
Well, anyway, a porn company called Cam Soda launched a bike attachment.
Oh, I know Cam Soda.
That allows you to turn your very expensive bike, a Peloton, into a sex toy.
Oh, wow.
They have an O seat. It's basically a bike seat with a pocket that fits a vibrator, which is not included, but we could recommend you one. It's recommended to use with one product, the Love Ends.
I would say you can use the Oh My G in that thing.
I think it says any Bluetooth controlled bullet vibrator
can
be put
okay.
in there. I think this is a phenomenal idea because think about it. You can sit on that bike and you're sitting for a while and all of a sudden you feel a little vibration going on there. A bike seat that has an inside pocket to fit a vibrator works on all Peloton bikes. You simply mount the O seat on top of the existing bike seat and ride away.
So are you thinking that you pull up Ben Aldis's class?
Yes. You're on the right train of thought, Cam.
You're chugging along.
Yes.
Doing the thing, and then you just stick on this fucking vibrator while you're going?
Yeah. I'm thinking that this is a great thing. And the only thing is it's like it could be embarrassing if you, you know, people. Well, you know what? If you think about it. You have people shouting shit out in gyms all the time. Do you ever listen to people in gyms when they're lifting weights? Grunting. And so they can be having orgasms. You don't know. So
right.
Now, there is another article, a related story that says 5 ways to have sex with your gym equipment.
What are those five ways, Mother?
I didn't research that part.
Oh.
I'm just researching the O seat right now, and I say it's something that we have to think about getting sponsored by.
Okay, that's great to know, and I appreciate you sharing that information with us.
Yeah, because it's Mom's News, Mom's News, Mom's News.
We love when you guys share your hot tips for Mom's News at 310-356-3920.
Thank you for that hot tip from Alicia.
And I think this brings us to the best part of our show.
Aww. Cam's Uppers is a place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of our show in which I share something that's very near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds
boring
or
depressing
or
a combination of both.
Well, I'm glad that you love it so much, Mother. It's Cam's Uppers. And I wanted to share something that I have been pitching to a lot of the people that I saw at home. It's a question. What have you discovered that brings you joy during the pandemic? Something new. Something that you didn't expect before.
Yeah.
And how will you carry this forward when things begin to lift?
I think my mother answered that question. Didn't she answer that question with...
She said nothing.
No, then she said that she's going to find you a girl.
What?
Yeah, she said she's going to find you a girl. And then she said, what about the one that was winning all the stuffed animals when she was at the rehab center?
At this point, first of all, I recognize that you're going on a big tangent from Cam's Uppers. And second of all, I'll finish the story by saying, when my grandma shared that response, we thought for sure she was experiencing a bout of dementia.
Yes, because sometimes she does go off in these tangents that we have no clue what she's talking about. But this, she seemed very adamant that something was going there that was important to tell.
Yes, and she was correct, because the person that she was referring to, who won all those games, was her roommate when she was in a rehab facility for her hip.
Who is 94 years old.
Who, actually, she's probably now 98 years old. And her name is Walt Trout, a.k.a. Wally, a.k.a. the love of my life, fire of my loins.
And, fire of your loins?
And I've been angling to get my grandma to take a little visit back to her old roommate in Stomping Grounds.
Yeah, I think she was on to you, though. She didn't seem to want to...
She had no desire to go back to the rehab facility.
No, and she also had no desire to revisit Walt Trout. And we know you have ulterior motives.
And transparent as can be, like a little sheet of glass... I love Walt Trout. We're meant to be together.
Okay.
Anyway, can we get back to Cam's
all
Uppers?
Right, all right. So what did you discover when you asked that question?
Most people responded, the thing that they've discovered brings them a lot of joy that they need during this pandemic, time with family and friends, human connection. That's a very obvious one, honestly, because that's the one thing that we've been really stripped of.
Yeah.
What would you say is yours?
What would I say?
Yes.
What's the exact question?
What have you discovered during this pandemic that brings you joy that you were not expecting, that you need?
You're not going to believe this. Solitude.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, I realize how important it is because I don't get any solitude because I live in a one-bedroom place. All my life I had like a nicer, bigger home. Now I have a one-bedroom place that I don't get a lot of solitude. So when I get solitude, I'm appreciated.
Have you gotten any solitude?
I'm getting a little more solitude. No, I haven't really had a lot of solitude yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But that's a very insightful thing to realize.
That I said that.
I'm floored.
And what would you say, family and friends?
Actually, I would say I think a romantic partner would be very... It'd bring me a lot of joy. Oh, but I actually think what I really discovered was spending time outside.
Oh, yeah.
Is key with people, talking to people, and moving. Those are three things that bring me extreme joy.
Yeah. I think I'm done with not all three of those.
You're not,
all three.
You don't want to move your body.
No need to be outside.
You don't need to go outside.
And certainly don't need to have any more friends. No, I'm just kidding. I did feel a lot, I guess, especially this last week. I was so happy to see my friends, especially when I got to spend a little one-on-one time and family. But it is so stressful coming back and having a week to see as many as you can and then feeling guilty for the few people that you missed out on seeing.
Yeah.
So it is, it's a huge guilt trip. Either way, either you go visit and you get a guilt trip for not seeing the people you want to see, or you get a guilt trip for you didn't go visit. So solitude.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. We had one listener who sent us a text saying, I'm super anxious about returning to normal, but good for you on your wild summer plans, Kim. Wondering what other realizations we've had during the pandemic? I definitely have reevaluated my career as a result.
Oh, that's interesting. A lot of people, I think, have thought about that too.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you an opportunity, especially if you're on unemployment, to sit back and think, what do I really want to do with my life? And
yeah, how do I want to spend my time?
Yeah. Actually, this Cam's Uppers was a very interesting question.
Why are you always surprised?
Well, sometimes it's a little bit like when you started talking about denial of death, that was not really an upper.
You found it extremely interesting. It was about sex in the end.
I found it interesting because you brought up sex.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, I would like to know what you guys discovered brings you joy during this pandemic.
Yeah. You know what I also think is nice? I don't feel obligated to have plans ever.
Yeah, that's good.
Like you
I think a lot of people
can
are
you record
about
on
that.
This date? I don't have to look at my calendar because I don't have anything in my calendar. But when it all gets back to normal, I'm going to be stressed about, oh my God, did I make plans for this?
Missing out.
I have FOMO constantly. I'm missing weddings.
So how should we be living? You know, what can we gain from this going through this experience?
I have no
clue, restructuring my life.
I don't know. Maybe we should ask the tarot cards. Are we up for a tarot card?
I'm down for a little tarot card.
Oh, and this is the segment of our show where we talk about tarot cards. And we must add a little caveat in that we don't
caveat.
Know shit about tarot.
We don't know anything about tarot.
We don't even know the names of these tarot cards, but we try to interpret them anyway.
We love hearing your interpretations as well. I love when we get these texts.
Yeah, you guys
people.
That know tarot are probably dying when you hear how we interpret them. But anyway.
So do you want to begin, Mom?
Yeah, I would like to know what kind of health issues I will have in the future.
Oh, my God. Go for it.
Okay. Oh, it's upside down, which is always terrible. The Ace of Wands.
Can you describe what the Ace of Wands looks like?
Well, it looks like a hand, and it's got some, it looks like a giant penis to me. It's got a
course
little,
like
look
a
at the balls
penis.
At the bottom. No, look at it. It's upside down, so it looks like there's two testicles and a giant penis, and a lot of a lot of little leaves dropping off the penis, which is kind of scary. Maybe this is all my life is going to be dropped. Why do I always have to pick the ones that are upside down? All right, go on.
Yeah, this thing looks like just a hand pointed downwards, as if giving you the wrong answer. It with thumb going down, and it legitimately looks like a penis.
Thank
with
you.
A growth at the end of it. Yeah, your health is looking very, very normal.
Oh,
forward.
Thank
yeah.
you for interpreting
yes,
that way.
Yes, very normal.
All right.
It has nothing to do with your frozen shoulder or your twitching, your tremor.
Twitching fingers. All right. Do you want to pick one? Or first of all, what would you like to find the answers to from this tarot card reading?
I would like to know what we should be bringing forward with us from this pandemic experience.
Okay. Let's do this.
Disaster.
What?
Disaster.
Oh, my God. Oh, we've had her before. Why do you keep picking the same card? And this is upside down, which is even worse. It's the woman with the swords. There's a lot of swords.
I think it's eight of swords, upside down.
Upside down. She's bondaged up. She's got the
blindfolds. Before.
Why do you pick the same one every time?
It's just the second time I've done it. I think because it's upside down, it's saying, let's reverse this whole feeling bound up.
And be free. I think we've discovered that last time. Yep, you and I both are bound up.
I actually
up
think
and
that's a good thing that it's upside down. It's
yeah.
a shitty card that's upside down. That's
yeah,
a good sign.
It's a good sign.
It's a negative negative.
Negative negative.
It's double neg.
And that's our You Don't Know Shit About Tarot Card Readings. Hope you enjoyed that. If you guys have got a better interpretation of what just happened here, let us know at 3-1.
You got it.
I don't.
3-1-0. You got the next three.
I do not.
356.
3920.
Yep. We were going to go on to hit on or shit on.
Because I was both hit on and shit on. I had someone named Dodge Jury ask me, hello, Mom, please talk to me. I would say that's not necessarily a hit on or shit on. It's kind of neutral, right?
No, that's definitely a hit on.
All right. What about the sales girl, the one I went to get my makeup, who said not once, not twice, but three times in the course of my maybe 20-minute discussion with her about some foundation makeup, this is good for the old ladies. To me, that's not a great sales tactic.
I think that's actually a hit on as well.
She shit on me.
She likes those old ladies.
Have you been hit on?
I woke up to this comment. It was three texts in a row. One said, "Where's mom?" The second one said, "What up?" The third one said, "Where's mom? I'm so fucking hard right now." It's from a guy named Carlo.
Carlo is hitting on me.
Yeah, I know Carlo is hitting on you. And let me tell you something. I didn't need to hear it. JC said, this is on Patreon. Thank you very much for using our Patreon to its fullest potential, JC. JC said, use it or lose it.
What's she talking about?
I think that...
Your lack of sexual...
That referred to my soft cock before.
Oh, yeah. Limp dick syndrome.
I'm going to go with... this is a hit on for me.
That's a hit on? Well, she's telling you to use it. So
that's exactly right.
I said it's a hit on.
And Alicia wrote, "You two are amazing. Karen, you have inspired me to be more open with my son about sex. And Cam, I love your humor and your personality. You're pretty cute, too. Your stand-up shows are hilarious. Thanks for a great podcast."
Oh, no wonder you are excited about that one. That's a hit on.
It's a double hit on.
Double hit on.
She hit us both.
I love it. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia. I think on that note, I'd like to wrap it up.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. I think we got to just let you know that we love you very much. We really appreciate all of your responses related to how you handle your finances with your partner. It led to a very interesting conversation, and we're going to share this conversation on Patreon for all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to hear this, go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
You little tease.
Yes.
You're teasing our sneaky freaks out there to join Patreon. If you want to see any of our back content, which is a lot of stuff that has never been released to the public, it's only on our private Patreon page. You go to patreon.com, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
We are also having a Patreon party, a Zoom party, where we get to hang out with you guys. We do this about once a month. We're doing it on April 14th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Save that date. We'd love to talk to you. Join us on Patreon. We'll send you the Zoom link.
And bring your pets.
And bring those sneaky little pets. Lastly, I want to thank everyone who's left us a review. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, please do us a favor. Leave us that rating and review. It's really helpful in making us rise in discoverability by putting us in those charts. And it helps get cool guests on the show. Here's a good one, Mother. Ready for this?
I am, of course.
This is a review that says, "Thanks for making me comfortably uncomfortable."
Oh, I like that.
"Thank you for making my 8-hour desk job worth it. Also, I have a 5-year-old girl and can't wait to make sex a positive conversation connection with her. 5 stars, Amjililil."
Amjililil, thank you so much. And start your convo now. It's not too early. It's never too early to start the conversation about sex by identifying body parts anatomically correct.
Okay.
You can start with that. Hot tip about talking about sex with your kids. I guess that's it. Would anybody like to hear me sing?
I'd like to hear you sing.
Oh, I guess it's the only one in the room, so I guess I'll sing. "And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and sitting on the aisle seat."
Oh, didn't rhyme, but good callback. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.